McDonald Max Basketball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the McDonald Max pregame show, here is your WOGO sports team.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Good afternoon, rather, as we've got Matinee Max Hoops here at Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls. I'm Caleb Swenson, joined soon by Mark Maloney, who just refereed a couple games of Matinee basketball as we are getting set for your McDonald Central Max and the Osseo Fairchild Thunder. Second meeting of these two teams this year as the Max are on their second go-round through the Western Clover Belt Conference. Last time out for both of these two teams, we saw McDonald with an impressive victory against Columbus Catholic 1 week ago on Saturday, 59-49. Columbus Catholic was ranked number 2 in the state in the latest WISSports.net coaches poll. More on that in a moment. But on the other side, a tough one for Osseo Fairchild. 44 points is all they were able to put up as they lost by 28, 72-44 to Black River Falls on the road on the 3rd of February, so just a couple nights ago. So not a lot of rest for head coach Tim Popple's squad, who, as we'll hear, dealing with injuries, dealing with, again, just sickness in general and other eligibility things, keeping their starting lineup from really being the same and cohesive throughout much of this season. So not that there's a lack of talent on this Osseo Fairchild team, but unfortunately for them, a certain lack of availability with some of their more key pieces. They are 3-7 on the year, 3-13, and 6th in the Western Clover Belt Conference. McDonald has battled their way to an 8-10 record, even at 5-5 in the WCC, and 4th. They are chased right now by Regis and Osseo Fairchild, and trailing Bloomer, Stanley Boyd, and Fall Creek. Fall Creek and Stanley Boyd both tied at 9-1 for first place in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Last time out for McDonald, that 10-point win over the state-ranked Marshfield Columbus Catholic Dons. Again, just a phenomenal performance from both Eddie Mittermeier and Cannon Huss in that game. Cannon Huss had 21 points, as did Eddie, starting with Cannon, 5 of 18 from the field, 8 of 8, though, from the free throw line. Perfection there, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 4 steals. Eddie Mittermeier, another blistering shooting performance from downtown, 5 of 9 on threes for 21 points, 7 of 11 from the field, and 2 of 2 from the foul line. He also added 3 steals and 4 assists. Joe Janis, a double-double before fouling out, 13 points, 11 rebounds. How about the youngster Jordan Sikora, the freshman guard, with 6 points? Aiden Misfelt, 2 points, 2 steals, but 5 assists for the junior guard for McDonald. McDonald was up 9 at half and then played the Dons almost even in the second. 17 assists for McDonald. That is about 5 above their season average, and only 9 turnovers in that game. They managed 7 steals as well. Just 6 players scored for McDonald, and as we go through our WOGO pregame show here on WOGO, we'll talk about that too, how just 6 players scored, even though McDonald put up 83 against Osseo Fairchild last time these two teams met. McDonald still maybe not seeing a ton of point production, at least from their bench, though they are getting contributions in other ways. McDonald in that game shot 71% from the free throw line, 10 of 14. They were 7 of 15, 47% from beyond the arc, and overall field goal percentage phenomenal, 21 of 38, 55%. That's 8 percentage points above their season average against Columbus Catholic last Saturday. So a week off, and Coach Schilling said, you know what, players have been dealing with sickness, not COVID, thank goodness, but again, just some of that winter crud going around with him, with some of the players. And so even though there's a lot of practices between Saturday games, having this team ready and able to play was certainly something that he had to lean on some of his assistants, and going to have to lean on some of the experience of these players as well, maybe not getting as many practices as a full team as they might have liked. We're going to step out for 2.5 minutes and be back with our interviews with both head coaches. We'll start tonight with Adam Schilling of the Max. It's the Max and the Thunder, Osseo Fairchild and McDonald. You're on WOGO Sports and Max TV, back in 2.5.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. Head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald joins us before this second matchup between the Thunder of Osseo Fairchild and your McDonald Central. Max, McDonald, after a year off, coming off a win over a team that in the coaches' poll was ranked number two in the state, Columbus Catholic. Adam, that was a really impressive victory for your team. What did you do well in that game?
I think it was one of our better defensive games. We got a lot of deflections. We were active on defense. We really took away the three-point line pretty well. So that led to some pretty good offense for us. I think we had more assists than turnovers. Just made the extra pass quite a bit. So kind of put everything together against a really good team. I'm glad it was enough to get a win.
Coach, that was, again, a very quality opponent that you beat at the end of the week. But you kind of took your lumps early in the week. In fact, the last couple weeks, it's been a bumpy ride with some of the quality opponents you faced. Did that help just buoy the confidence, especially moving toward the tournament, to say, guys, when we are meeting teams at our division level, we're going to be well prepared?
Definitely, and I think it was the second win we really had against a team with a winning record. We beat Ladysmith early in the year, which was a good win for us. But to get another win, especially this time of year against a quality opponent, it definitely got our confidence going. I think the kids saw if they do what we're asking to, that good things will come. So, again, we got to build off of that today and hopefully keep it going.
Coach, Osseo Fairchild obviously only has three wins this year. All three are in the conference. You beat them by 20 at their place, and yet that was a two-point game at halftime and also a game where you really shot the ball well. How do you make sure you get the victory even if the shots don't fall at that rate tonight?
We got to come with the defensive intensity that we came out with against Marshall Columbus. I think we gave up 33 points to them in the first half when we played Osseo over their place. So we really got to do a better job defensively, and everything seemed to build off of that. So got to bring the D.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward.
Great. Thanks for coming out.
Head coach Adam Schilling of the Max with back with Coach Popple of Osseo Fairchild after this on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Welcome back to Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. Head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald joins us before this second matchup between the Thunder of Osseo Fairchild and your McDonald Central. Max, McDonald, after a year off, coming off a win over a team that in the coaches' poll was ranked number two in the state, Columbus Catholic. Adam, that was a really impressive victory for your team. What did you do well in that game?
I think it was one of our better defensive games. We got a lot of deflections. We were active on defense. We really took away the three-point line pretty well. So that led to some pretty good offense for us. I think we had more assists than turnovers. Just made the extra pass quite a bit. So kind of put everything together against a really good team. I'm glad it was enough to get a win.
Coach, that was, again, a very quality opponent that you beat at the end of the week. But you kind of took your lumps early in the week. In fact, the last couple weeks, it's been a bumpy ride with some of the quality opponents you faced. Did that help just buoy the confidence, especially moving toward the tournament, to say, guys, when we are meeting teams at our division level, we're going to be well prepared?
Definitely, and I think it was the second win we really had against a team with a winning record. We beat Ladysmith early in the year, which was a good win for us. But to get another win, especially this time of year against a quality opponent, it definitely got our confidence going. I think the kids saw if they do what we're asking them to, that good things will come. So, again, we got to build off of that today and hopefully keep it going.
Coach, Osseo Fairchild obviously only has three wins this year. All three are in the conference. You beat them by 20 at their place, and yet that was a two-point game at halftime and also a game where you really shot the ball well. How do you make sure you get the victory even if the shots don't fall at that rate tonight?
We got to come with the defensive intensity that we came out with against Marshall Columbus. I think we gave up 33 points to them in the first half when we played Osseo over their place. So we really got to do a better job defensively, and everything seems to build off of that. So got to bring the D.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward.
Great. Thanks for coming out.
Head coach Adam Schilling of the Max was back with Coach Popple of Osseo Fairchild after this on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. 5, window screen repair or replacement. And 6, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Mardi Gras and McDonald's puts the fun in fundraiser. Mark your calendars for February 12th, the 13th annual Midwinter Mardi Gras. 100% of the proceeds support McDonald's schools and students. Enjoy a delicious dinner, casino and carnival-style games, and live jazz music from Tropo. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,000. Seating is limited, so get your dinner and raffle tickets today, in person or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. It's the Thunder of Osseo Fairchild and the Max of McDonald Central. Last time these two teams met, Mark, we had that game down in Osseo. 20-point win for McDonald, but just a 2-point game in the half, and the Thunder shot very well.
Yeah, I mean, these guys come out and shoot the ball like they did down there, we could be in a little bit of trouble, but again, it was nice to see the kids come out in the second half and take it to them. So hopefully, again, you know, let's see if we can get off to a better start.
McDonald scored 48 points in the second half. For Osseo Fairchild, Braden Metzler had 23, a phenomenal game. He is not available here tonight. He has a broken foot. Also, Wofke with 9, Froz with 7, and Vetcher with 7. But a different starting lineup. Again, injury, sickness, eligibility, a lot of different players in the starting mix every single night, it seems, for head coach Tim Popple. On the other side for McDonald, that was just a brilliant game for Cannon Huss and for Eddie Mittermeier. Cannon had 32, Eddie had 25. Cannon was 3 of 4 from three-point range. Eddie was 3 of 6. Cannon was a perfect 9 of 9 from the free throw line, 10 of 14 from the field. 9 of 14 from the field was Eddie Mittermeier. Cannon Huss added 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Eddie had 5 rebounds, 7 assists, and 4 steals to go along with his 25 points. It's time for the Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. You certainly hope you can shoot the same way, but you can't count on it.
Right. You know, and again, the key to this game is going to be maintaining the ball control and keeping the turnovers to a minimum. I know Coach Popple last time, he always talked about he needs to minimize his turnovers. So, and I think McDonald came out and kind of turned the ball over right off the get-go. So, again, a quick start, good fast start, good basketball, and playing some good defense, I think. And, you know, it'd be nice to see a repeat.
Your Toys and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Your player introductions and tip-off is next here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Max Basketball.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Welcome back to Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. Starting lineups being introduced right now for the visiting Osseo Fairchild Thunder. And they'll start with Lucas Frost. He's a sophomore, averages 5.3 points per game. Also, Keaton Betcher, senior. Keaton Betcher, a guard, number 20, 5'10". Brody Seafelt, a junior guard, number 23, 6-footer, 8.1 points per game. Jack Stenke, 4.2 points per game, number 24, a freshman. And Carter Vold, a senior, number 53, a forward, 4.8 points per game, and 6'3". Tim Popple is the head coach of the Osseo Fairchild Thunder. On the other side for McDonald, Aiden Misfelt, 5'11", junior guard, number 1, averages 5.9 points and 2.6 assists. Eddie Mittermeier, 5'11", junior guard, number 3, 13.4 points per game, second on the team, second in assists as well. Also, Cannon Huss, 6'3", junior combo guard forward, number 33, leads the team in points, rebounds, and assists. Joe Janis, 6'5", senior center, number 44, 10 points per game and 6.2 rebounds. And Grant Smisky, 5'9", freshman guard, number 5, averaging 1.5 points per game, shooting 47% from the field. McDonald, coached by Adam Schilling, fourth year at the helm of the Max Boys program. Joe Janis will jump it up at midcourt of that Bulldog logo, and good to have you with us as McDonald wins the opening tap, back tapped by Janis to Smisky, and we are underway. Osseo Fairchild in the traveling jet black uniforms with the burnt orange numerals lettering and stripes on the sides of the tanks and shorts. White outlines. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms with the royal blue numerals and lettering and the gold piping. And an early pass tipped out of bounds, and Cannon Huss will inbound.
Osseo's just sitting in a 2-3 zone.
Inbounds to Aiden Misfelt, left side. Goes to Eddie Mittermeier on the left wing. Pass thrown away. A steal up top by Fraz. Fraz down the left side of the lane. Goes reverse and good. The sophomore makes it 2-0 the visitors. The Thunder also won the JV game a few minutes ago. Cannon Huss, short corner.
Had him in the C team, too, and the C team for McDonald won their game.
And Smisky up top to Eddie Mittermeier. Back to Smisky, the freshman. Looks to the post, then rotates back to Eddie, left wing. Aiden Misfelt, the junior guard. Eddie Mittermeier straight on. Grant Smisky. Smisky puts it on the floor with one bounce back to Eddie between the circles. Wintermeyer goes to Smiski. Smiski kicks it out to Cannon, Huss right corner. Huss, long cross court skip eight to Misfeldt. Head fake, Misfeldt driving baseline. Back out Eddie Mittermeier left wing. Mittermeier resets. Aiden Misfeldt left wing, drops down short corner. Kick out, Eddie Mittermeier has to go high to get that pass from Cannon Huss, but retrieves. High post feed, Joe Janis, quickly out to Grant Smiski, 4-3. Perfect.
Again, from our perfect vantage point here, Caleb, that looks nice.
Grant Smiski is now 5 of 8 from three-point range at the varsity level this season, as he's been inserted into the starting lineup the last several games, and you leave him open, he's going to make you pay. 3-2 McDonald. Fraz in the lane, goes glass and good from 10 feet. Lucas Fraz with 4 quick points. Almost 2 minutes gone by here, first half. Matinee Max basketball. We'll have a doubleheader with Chi High on the road at Menominee this evening at 5:40 with Mark Halverson. Cannon Huss left open for three. Can McDonald go 2 for 2? No. Their offense rebound by Smiski. Teddy Mittermeier. Mittermeier for three. They'll go 2 for 3 instead. Eddie Mittermeier knocks down the second triple of the night for the McDonald boys. Eddie Misfeldt steps in front of a pass, creates the chaos, and Cannon Huss comes out of the scrum with the ball, shovels it down to Misfeldt, kicks over to the left corner. Eddie Mittermeier for his second three. Corner pocket rolls in and out.
Yeah, that rattled right on that one. Came back out.
Fraz across the timeline. Thunder trailing McDonald 6-4. Into the left corner, Keaton Betcher. Betcher throws one away. Eddie Mittermeier beats everyone to the ball, running against Fraz. Fraz fouls him on the way to the hoop, and Eddie will earn a trip to the line. If you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Eddie Mittermeier sitting at 3 points. Will shoot two. First one perfect. He's an 82% foul shooter this season. 7-4 McDonald, 15-26 remaining first half. Mittermeier the second, good rotation, all net. 8-4, McDonald's doubled up on the Thunder. Pass across midcourt. Cody Seafelt. Seafelt lost it. Go. Stolen away at midcourt. Eddie Mittermeier down the lane. Fraz in pursuit. Layup won't go. Follow no for Cannon Huss. Huss battling for it underneath and loses it to Keaton Betcher. And now a whistle and a foul underneath.
You got Cannon on that foul.
Well, Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. 3 generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Pass tipped out of bounds by Smiski. Osseo Fairchild will reset there. McDonald shot 57% from the floor, 44% from three, and 94% from the free throw line down at Osseo, which is not an easy gym to shoot in.
No, it's not, with those wide open baskets.
8-4 they lead right now. 3 minutes gone by here in the first half. Thunder with some trouble in the backcourt. Seafeld across the timeline. They'll go to Vold. Vold misses from 8 feet off the right block. Cannon Huss now with a head of steam. Huss down the right side of the lane. Comes into a double team. Lost it on the way up. He is fouled. That'll be the second whistle against the Thunder.
If it goes against Fraz, that's his second.
It did. Here. Wow, so two on Lucas Fraz, who has all 4 of the points so far for the Thunder. Berry Global Innovators of Plastic has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing. Named one of America's most responsible companies and proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Cannon Huss hits the first. Fraz subs out for Coach Popple. 9-4 McDonald, 14:48 on the clock. Join the line for the second of two. Cannon Huss a little bit too long on the second. Huss is shooting 80% from the foul line, so that's a rare miss.
Yeah, he's got a good shot.
On the left wing, the Thunder penetrating into the paint, kick out left corner, a toe on the line for a long two, pops in and out for Jack Steinke. Rebound to McDonald's Joe Janis, ahead to Cannon Huss. Huss to Aiden Misfeldt, high on the right wing, flips it back up top, they'll go left side. Grant Smiski, the freshman, drops down to Cannon Huss. Huss doubled. Skip, Misfeldt up top. Mittermeier rotates to Smiski on the left. Bounce back to Eddie. Right side in Misfeldt. He's got a three. On the way. Pops in and out. Cannon Huss fighting for the rebound taken away from him underneath.
Steal
nice by Eddie
steal.
Mittermeier. Mittermeier ahead of the pack. Down the lane and scores.
He was quick to the ball on that.
Mittermeier was seven. They took that one away from Brogan Korger, number 31, who's called up from JV because of the lack of numbers for Osseo Fairchild here today. Ashton Oliver up top. Back to Korger. Korger straight on between the wheels against Smisky. Throws one into the lane. Contested. Taken away. Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld keeping the head up across the timeline. Flips it over left side. High catch right in front of the Osseo Fairchild bench for Eddie Mittermeier. Back to Aiden, and he'll flip it back to Eddie at the logo. Right side, Grant Smisky. Grant looks to the post. Nothing quite there. Cannon Huss was calling for it. Left side, Aiden Misfeld. Huss working the baseline. Smisky, right side, drops down. Flips up to Eddie Mittermeier. Left side, Aiden Misfeld. Thought about the three. Goes jab, step instead to Cannon Huss. Huss between two defenders. Up with the right hand and scores. That's a tough shot for Cannon Huss.
30-second timeout, Osseo. That was a tough shot.
Timeout taken. We'll step out and be back. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports back in 30.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports. 13-4. McDonald, the home team, leads the Thunder. Almost 5 minutes gone by here, first half. Osseo Fairchild on the run against McDonald pressure. They'll get it to Vold underneath, a big 6'3" forward. Misses one from the left baseline and kicked out of bounds to McDonald by Brody Seafelt. Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students, families, and businesses for over 57 years. See how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots, insured by NCUA.
We got
Keegan Galvez.
George, yep,
Jordan Segura. Misfelt too strong on a three from the left wing. Galvez, the 6'4 junior forward, number 22, Segura. The freshman guard, 5'11", wears number 24 for Coach Schilling's Max. McDonald in a 2-3 zone. Outside Galvez in the corner. They'll work it down to the post. Back out for a long two. Pops in and out. Aiden Misfeld goes up strong for the rebound. Misfeld push ahead to Galvez. Galvez, Secor left corner. Aiden Misfeld straight on. Fires a pass down to Cannon Huss. Skip out Eddie Mittermeier right wing. Back to Aiden straight on. Mittermeier back to Eddie. Backtracking with a left-handed dribble to Jordan Segura. Almost one-third of the way through the first half. McDonald still leading 13-4. Bounce to Cannon Huss. Huss to Eddie Mittermeier. Open for three from the corner. Drained.
Pure shot.
Eddie Mittermeier already into double digits with 10. Well, trouble in the backcourt. And over and back against Osseo Fairchild. As Ashton Oliver just across midcourt lost and threw it into the backcourt. No tip, McDonald basketball. Cooper Mittermeier is going to come in. Number zero, the freshman, 5'7" guard. Aiden Misfeld takes a break. Cooper Mittermeier had that four-point play down at Osseo. And he thought about firing right away as soon as he came into the game. Passes it up. Left side, Eddie Mittermeier. Skips to Cooper, right of the circle. Jordan Secor back to Eddie Mittermeier. He'll try a three from the opposite corner. Same result. Eddie Mittermeier is firing today. He has 13.
Yeah, get him the ball now.
No look pass down low. Still a miss. Going right point blank from the right baseline. Jack Steinke. Cannon Huss out of there with the rebound. Skips out to Cooper Mittermeier. Corner three. Just a little bit too long. Jordan Secor can't quite run down the rebound in the corner. And possession will go back to Osseo Fairchild. Help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. They're board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. That's sim4kids.com. A bucket right down the middle of the lane was that
Brody Seafelt.
Brody Seafelt with his first, the junior, averages about 8 points per game. Amazing. Cannon Huss getting in on the three-point parade from the right wing.
It's just such a good shot from right in that area there.
22-6, McDonald, 10 and a half to go. Now Cannon Huss may have just picked up his second foul as Seafelt went hard into the body of Huss from the left wing, and that's going to send Joe Janis and Aiden Misfeldt back into the game. Huss had four fouls down at Osseo Fairchild, and sometimes it seems like foul trouble is the only thing that can slow him down. Certainly Eddie Mittermeier has been the extremely hot hand tonight as Seafeld hits the first free throw. Junior. 10:36. Mittermeier out, as is Huss. Gets a quick explanation from the official on his way to the bench. So Joe Janis back in. Aiden Misfeldt back in. McDonald leading by 15. And make it 14. Seafeldt notches a pair of free throws there. Sikora at the point. Right side bounce, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Joe Janis. Janis couple bounces, handoff Aiden Misfeldt straight on. Misfeldt down the right side of the lane to Cooper Mittermeier. Head fake, flips back out Jordan Sikora. Sikora left side, gets it back straight on. Another head fake down the middle of the lane. Beautiful bounce to Joe Janis. Pumps, goes out, scores.
That was a great pass by Jordan.
24-8, another turnover in the backcourt as Corger could not get a handle on it. He loses it into the scorer's table. Quick whistle here for a substitution, and Fraz will come back in even with those two fouls. They need that talented sophomore out there. Aiden Misfeldt right wing, working off a screen from Joe Janis up top. At the elbow, back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Right side, Jordan Sikora. Sikora finds a cutting Keegan Galvez. Galvez shovels a pass to Joe Janis, bobbles, kicks out Aiden Misfeldt left wing. Misfeldt against Korger. Flips up top, Jordan Sikora. Sikora right side, Keegan Galvez in the corner. Nice drop pass to Joe Janis, who scores.
Jordan had his guy pinned. Nice pass.
4 points for Joe Janis. 18-point lead. 26-8 for McDonald. We have not quite reached the halfway point in the first half. Korger flips the pass to a runner down the lane, and there's two for Isaac Iverson, the junior. First time we've called his name tonight. He had a clear path to the basket. Aiden Misfeldt to Jordan Sikora, right corner. Freshman. Back to Keegan Galvez, rotates Aiden Misfeldt. Misfeldt, top of the key, flips back to Sikora. Aiden holding right wing. Fires a pass over to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier back to Keegan Galvez, right at the circle. Galvez has a little bit of height on his man, takes him down. Kick into the right corner, Aiden Misfeldt gives a screen to Misfeldt. Drops it back to Keegan Galvez, cross-court flip. Joe Janis pulls up, comes up well short. Maybe somebody got a piece of that from the left elbow. I don't know. It just came off a little
weird. I think he just short-armed it. It did. It was like he didn't get a full extension.
Fraz, tough shot off the glass, drew a foul as he tried to scoop one up from about 10 feet away. 8:38 to play here in the first half. Is there a new home on your horizon? It's time to contact Boffman Sewer and Septic. Proud sponsors of McDonald Basketball right here on WOGO Radio. If you're planning to build, contact one of the most knowledgeable companies for sewer and septic systems, Boffman Sewer and Septic. First free throw is good for Lucas Fraz. Give him 5 points. Substitutions for McDonald, Cooper Mittermeier, and Jordan Sikora out. Eddie Mittermeier back in, as is Grant Smiske. 26-11, McDonald. Fraz trying to make it a 2-for-2 trip. And he'll come up short. Offensive rebound, though, pulled down by Jack Steinke. Back to Fraz. Right of the circle for three, rims in and out. Eddie Mittermeier with the rebound. Meyer directing traffic, walks across the logo, employing a bounce left wing to Aiden Misfeldt, beyond the arc, working off a screen from Keegan Galvez. Misfeldt at the free throw line, back out to Grant Smiske. Smiske back to Aiden left wing. Aiden looking off a screen from Keegan Galvez, flips Eddie Mittermeier right wing. Grant Smiske right corner. The freshman puts it on the floor off the screen from Joe Janis. Down bounces to Janis. Janis, good position. Spins by his man. Ooh. Flips one up with the right hand. No, knocks out of bounds. Staying with McDonald. With 7:58 to go here in the first half.
Aiden Misfeldt was down there fighting for that rebound. And a couple of Osseo guys sandwiched him, and then they forced the ball out. So
Jack Steinke out of the game. Inbounds to Eddie Mittermeier, right corner. Aiden Misfeldt. Back to Eddie. We'll see next time he shoots if he's cooled off at all with that brief breather on the bench. 13 points, half of McDonald's 26. Keegan Galvez to Grant Smiske, left corner. Eddie Mittermeier up top near midcourt, right side rotation. Cross-court skip up to Eddie. Eddie for three, left of the circle. That one rims in and out. It's a good look for Mittermeier.
It was.
Instanest, Chase Instanest, the junior, who just came into the game for Coach Poppel. Had the rebound. Iverson rotates out left side. Along the baseline, flip back out up top. Korger against Grant Smisky. Sophomore against freshman. Up top, Frost. Frost puts a couple defenders. Teardrop runner rattles in. Lucas Frost with 8 points. I believe it's his sister is one of the starters on the Thunder's girls team. Team that is running away with the Western Cloverbelt Conference.
They got a good team.
Up top, Eddie Mittermeier, 26-13. The McDonald boys with 6:45 to play here in the first half. Eddie Misfelt, left wing. Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie throws it into traffic. Keegan Galvez runs one right to the rim and scores. Osseo went for the steal. Galvez with strong hands and then a strong attack to the rack. 28-13. Fraz down between two defenders. Throws one up with the left hand. No, Jojanis scoops out the rebound. Eddie Mittermeier, right wing, show and go, driving baseline, splits two defenders, hangs and hits.
I don't know how they get them shots off sometimes.
Eddie with 15 in the first half. Still has half of McDonald's points. They lead 30-13. Instanes kick out to Korger, passed up a three. Pass tipped up by Eddie Mittermeier. He goes high with two hands to retrieve it. Flips to Grant Smisky. Smisky a one-on-one deep in the paint. He's going to try and poke it out of there, and he will to Aiden Misfelt, left wing. Eddie Mittermeier up top. He's been doing it on both ends of the floor. Now he's trying to get free for another bomb. Right wing, Mittermeier holding up top. Misfelt with 5:40 to play, 30-13 McDonald. Grant Smisky left side. Smisky to Eddie Mittermeier straight on. Against Instanes, right side. Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt driving to the hoop, goes hard, took contact. He will earn a trip to the line. Aiden Misfelt heading to the charity stripe. Midwinter Mardi Gras at McDonald. It puts the fun in fundraiser. Mark your calendars 1 week from this evening, February 12th. 100% of the proceeds from this event support McDonald's schools and students, a delicious dinner, casino and carnival-style games, and live jazz music from Tropo, plus a cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,000. Get your dinner and raffle tickets today in person, here at the school, or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org, McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Miss Felt misses the first. Galvez out, Smisky out. Cannon Huss comes back in, as does Sikora. Another sub, Cooper Mittermeier will be coming in for the shooter, pending a make here.
If Aiden can get on the mark here with his free throws.
Misfelt looking for his first point. Won't get it. It rings out. Rebound pulled down by Instanes of Osseo Fairchild. 5:20 and counting first half. You're on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. 30-13 the max. Fraz drives between two defenders. Tough shot. Layup won't go. Got to the rack. Everything but the finish. Jordan Sikora. Tight bounce pass. Short window and it closed as the Thunder took it away. Now Frost goes between two defenders. High off the glass. No, after going behind his back with a nifty move. Cannon Huss. Right side Jordan Sikora. Sikora up top. Eddie Mittermeier. 4:45 to play. Still a 17-point lead for the Mavs. Misfelt, left wing, skips into the corner. Eddie Mittermeier for three. They're going to wave it off as Eddie rattled another one home, but an offensive foul called on McDonald.
Joel. That's his third. Oh, second. And Joel.
So two on Janis, two on Huss. Cooper Mittermeier comes in for Aiden Misfelt at the stoppage.
Keegan Galvez came in for Joel.
Donald in a trapping three-quarter court press. Frost flips to Betcher, left wing. Finds Vold, left block extended. Back to Betcher, open for three. That one too strong. Rebound pulled down by Cannon Huss. Quarterback feed all the way ahead to Cooper Mittermeier, but it's just taken away from him in the air by Brody Seifelt.
And then he throws it away.
Turning the favor, Seifelt throws it away. 4:17 to play. 30-13, the McDonald Max boys.
If we can't put one in here, boys.
Sikora across the timeline to Cooper Mittermeier, freshman to freshman. On top for the McDonald offense. Eddie Mittermeier left wing. Sikora rotates Cooper Mittermeier. Cannon Huss Pass goes between his legs, driving baseline. Skips it out. Eddie Mittermeier open for a three. Left corner pocket. Bottoms it. Eddie Mittermeier. Four threes in the first half and 18 points.
And he actually made that three-pointer on the foul on Joe Janis, too, that he shot from the corner. That did count.
On the left side, Keaton Boettcher. Boettcher bobbles for a moment, travels.
Yep.
The defense there by Cooper Mittermeier. Well, current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's the kindergarten referral program. Eddie Mittermeier, Sikora, Cooper Mittermeier, right side. Cannon Haas thought about taking a three right in the face of Instamus. Sikora works left side. Cooper Mittermeier right at the circle. Couple test dribbles to Cannon Huss. Huss working against Instanis. Driving right baseline. Pulls up. Flips over to Eddie Mittermeier left corner. Whistle and a bump against Osseo Fairchild. That will be their fourth team foul. So whistles even at four apiece with 3:03 to go here in the first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. First half of our McDonald and Chi High doubleheader for boys basketball here tonight. Quick whistle, Cannon Haas called for steps.
Yeah. Dragging that pivot foot.
Made his move. That's your little bobble in the backcourt. He's trapped, slides a bounce ahead to Seifelt. Seifelt finds Vold along the left block. Vold, a nice pass to a cutter, and that's missed by Instanis on the way down.
We got a foul on Vold on that one.
Loose ball foul against Osseo Fairchild. That's their fifth, the first on Carter Vold with 2:49 to go. McDonald basketball. Cooper Mittermeier looks at the post for Cannon Huss. Slides a bounce to him at the left block. Cannon doubled. Pass tipped away and a save attempt. No. Knocking it away. Keaton Boettcher, but was not able to save it. Donald up 20 with 2:34 to play. Pass heave it to the backcourt for Eddie Mittermeier. He'll cross the logo. Cooper Mittermeier left wing. Back up to Eddie straight on. Right side feed, Jordan Sikora. Sikora back up to Eddie Mittermeier. Cannon Huss, left block extended, working against Instanis. Ooh. Fires a pass. That had a lot of mustard on it. Got away from Jordan Sikora.
I don't know if anybody wanted to catch that.
Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. Walk-in interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 as Carter Vold goes off glass from just inside the left block. Again, walk-in interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 at the Mason Companies corporate office. They're at 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls, or you can apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com. That's masoncompaniesinc.com. 33-15, McDonald. Cannon Huss, tough shot in the lane. He's got just a little flip from,
yes.
Holds it near his shoulder, kind of a mini hook. And Huss has a steal near midcourt. Mittermeier to Mittermeier. Eddie down the lane. Layup good. He has 20 in the first half. Cooper Mittermeier credited for the assist there. 37-15. McDonald tipped pass out of bounds. Keegan Galvez stepped in front of that one. Have a substitution. Ashton Oliver comes in for Lucas Fraz. 95 seconds remaining in the first half. 37-15. McDonald. Vold came right down the middle of the lane on the inbound, and no one picked him up. And the senior scores his second bucket, 37-17. On the left wing, Aiden Misfelt. Jordan Sikora. Sikora, a long wait, thinking about a three. Misfelt, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier finds a cutting Eddie Mittermeier, left wing. Back to Jordan Sikora on the right, outside the arc. Eddie with 1:06 to play. Cooper Mittermeier left side. Up to Sikora. Sikora left wing back into the corner. Cooper Mittermeier. Aiden Misfelt. Hesitation dribble at the left elbow. Pulls it back out to Eddie Mittermeier. Rotates right corner. Jordan Sikora finds cutting Aiden Misfelt right outside the paint. Aiden holding. Slides a bounce. Cooper Mittermeier to Eddie left wing. Donald contend to run some clock here in this possession, leading by 20.
Yep, they're going to pull it out.
Aiden Misfeld up top. Cross-court skip, Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving baseline, attacks to Keegan Galvez. Kick out Jordan Sikora, wide open, 4-3. Just too strong off the inside of the rim. Batted out by Galvez. Sikora with the rebound and a quick bump and a foul. That's the last one to give for Osseo Fairchild, and that one is going to go against Keaton Boettcher. McDonough will inbound right in front of the visiting students.
25.4 on the clock, plenty of time. You want to work it down for a last shot or not?
Galvez throws to Aiden Misfeld, guarded closely. Long bounce pass left side. Gets it back. Misfeld driving down the lane, stripped on the way to the hoop. Credit Boettcher with his steal, and now Misfeld, yeah. A quick foul as Bold. He's trying to start a break with 16.1. That's foul number 5 on McDonald. I believe that's the first on Aiden Misfeld.
Yep.
It is. Inbounds to Boettcher. Boettcher holding near midcourt, left side. They'll work into the corner. Instantis with 9 seconds to play. Drops it down to Seifelt. Seifelt between two defenders. Got it. A foul from the left block and the foul on Keegan Galvez. Good work there by Brody Seifelt. He now has 6 and will go to the line for the end one. Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. 3 generations of service and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Free throw for Seifelt. Battles off the front of the rim and in. He's 3-for-3 from the foul line. 4.4. Inbounds to Aiden Misfeld. Donald has to move. Misfeld throws to Eddie Mittermeier. Heaves one up at the buzzer. That one's not going to hit the rim. But McDonald with a comfortable lead at the half, 37-20 over the visiting Osseo Fairchild Thunder. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has 2 full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Halftime here in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School. Another performance of Cinderella tonight. Make sure you come enjoy that if you haven't seen it. McDonald putting on a show here in the first half. They lead by 17, 37 to 20. We'll get into the stats and highlights in a moment, Mark. But again, an undermanned Osseo team and a team that is in the bottom third of the conference right now, but you still have to take care of business, and that's what we're seeing the Max boys doing.
Yes, they are. They're doing a very good job, and it's nice to see Eddie 20 points in the first half. That's some good shooting there with four of them from the three-point line in getting a lot of help from his teammates there. So, and again, they're playing some good defense, and yeah, a little bit of undermanned Osseo team there, but they got some young kids out there that are getting some valuable playing time, and it'll only make them better players. Again, it was good to see them come out with that strong start. You know, they came out and took care of business right away. And now in the second half, I'm sure Coach Schilling will be doing a lot of rotation, get some younger kids in there also. So we'll see how the second half pans out, but the first half they played very well.
Well, looking at the leading scorers for both sides, two players have notched seven for the Thunder in the first half. That would be Brody Seifelt, the junior, and Lucas Fraz, the sophomore, despite some foul trouble. Carter Vold with four and two for Isaac Iverson. On the other side for McDonald, five players have scored so far. Again, Eddie Mittermeier, just an incredible performance in the first half. He's hit four threes, has 20 points, a game high, of course. Cannon Huss with 8 points in a fine first half, four for Joe Janis, three for Grant Smiski, and two for Keegan Galvez. Let's hear some of the highlights of the first half, how it sounded on WOGO Sports. High to get that pass from Cannon Huss, but retrieves. High post feed Joe Janis, quickly out to Grant Smiski, 4-3. Perfect.
Again, from our perfect vantage point here, Caleb, that looks...
On the road at Menominee this evening at 5:40 with Mark Halverson. Cannon Huss left open for three. Can McDonald go 2 for 2? No. Their offense rebound by Smiski. Teddy Mittermeier. Mittermeier for three. They'll go 2 for 3 instead. Eddie Mittermeier knocks down the second triple of the night for the McDonald boys. Eddie Misfelt steps in front of a pass. Bounce to Cannon Huss. Huss to Eddie Mittermeier. Open for three from the corner. Drained it.
Pure shot.
Left side, Eddie Mittermeier. Skips to Cooper, right of the circle. Jordan Secor back to Eddie Mittermeier. He'll try a three from the opposite corner. Same result. Eddie Mittermeier is firing today. He has 13.
Yeah.
Corner. Nice drop pass to Joe Janis, who scores.
Jordan had his guy pinned. Nice pass.
4 points for Joe Janis. 8. Going up with the left hand, no it. Joe Janis scoops out the rebound. Eddie Mittermeier, right wing, show and go, driving baseline, splits two defenders, hangs and hits.
I don't know how they get them shots off sometimes.
Eddie with 15 in the first half. Up for the McDonald offense. Eddie Mittermeier, left wing. Secor rotates Cooper Mittermeier, Cannon Huss. Huss goes between his legs, driving baseline, skips it out. Eddie Mittermeier open for a three, left corner pocket, bottoms it. Eddie Mittermeier, four threes in the first half and 18 points. And he would end up with 20 in the first half, 37 to 20. The score. We'll step out and be back in 1 minute with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs here on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball.
Greg Misfelt. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Halftime here in Chippewa Falls. Time for our halftime tradition. Mark Maloney's military shout-outs as usual. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we'll start off here at the top with Glenn Maloney, our son, out at McGuire Air Force Base with our daughter-in-law, Linda, and our four-year-old granddaughter, Rosalie. Glenn just come back. The guy travels all over the place, and I think he was just down south for a little bit, and hopefully he got back before the storm hit out there. Alex Maloney, we're trying to book some tickets to go down and see him down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana, down by Shreveport. Joy Kabishik is out of Holloman Air Force Base out in New Mexico. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Dover Air Force Base, and I know Nicole is getting ready to take off. She's going to be doing broadcasting over in South Korea on the American Forces Network, so she's kind of nervous about that, being on the radio and TV and all that stuff, what they do over there, taking care of the military as far as keeping them up to date. Greg Hovland is out of Scott Air Force Base, and again, Greg is over in Africa. He'll be there till, I think, May. He might be able to come back. Sarah Passenbovies with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Corey Abair is a major in the Marine Corps out of Virginia right now, and he is getting set to retire. Carter Billen is working security forces. Kristen Levester Davis, she usually listens to us if they finally got home battling the weather to get back to South Carolina. Jordan Chartrand is with the Fort Bragg Army, or in the Army at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Noah Stewart's in the Air Force, stationed at Lackland Air Force Base. Chuck Gardo's in the Marine Corps, stationed out of Hawaii. And Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is out of Spandau, Germany. And Matt Pulver is in the Air Force out of Laughlin. And I got to give a little bit of a shout-out here to a Vietnam vet that's typically sitting right in front of us, Caleb, and that's Mr. Pete Bovey. He just had some major surgery done on his shoulder, and he's probably sitting in his recliner watching us on the live stream because that's what they do. But thank Pete for his service over in Vietnam. I believe he did 14 months over there. So, Pete, take it easy and recover. And, again, thank you to all of our military.
And one of our halftime traditions as we return to the second half. And Osseo Fairchild will start with a reverse by Brody Seafelt. In fact, that's the way they started the game. Seafelt with a reverse, 37-22. Before that basket, Eddie Mittermeier had equaled the entire scoring output of the Thunder. Yes, he had 20 in the first half, and so did Osseo Fairchild. 37-22, McDonald with Smisky. And Aiden Misfelt, Eddie Mittermeier, Joe Janis, and Cannon Huss on the floor. Huss, little touch shot from 10 feet, a little bit too short.
Yep, beautiful play.
Right side, Seafelt. Leaves it for Betcher at the high post, Bold. Bold, back to Seafelt. Jabbing, goes left side, passing up the three and whirling back to Seafelt. Going to the corner, that's Fraz. Fraz driving baseline, flips one out left wing. Then Jack Steinke, and a travel called on Fraz along the baseline. Culver's of Lake Halley is hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply online at culvers.com/careers or in person at Culver's of Lake Halley. And don't forget those real Wisconsin cheese curds, fresh custard, and plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders. Regular buffalo served hot and crispy at Culver's in Lake Halley. 37-22 McDonald here in the second half. Early going, about 90 seconds gone by. Left wing. Working into the post, Eddie Mittermeier, swatted away from Cannon Huss. 16:33 on the clock.
Eddie kind of forced that one in there. Cannon was sandwiched between two Osseo players.
Huss now will inbound. Bounces out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier right back to Cannon Huss. Huss in between two defenders, goes up strong. No, grabs his rebound, but lost it. And Bold with the eventual board for the Thunder.
Starting out a little dry spell.
Right wing work in the corner, Keaton Boettcher. Boettcher out to Fraz. Fraz rotates Seafelt at the high post, left elbow. Carter Vold looking for someone, finds Fraz. Fraz cuts between a couple defenders, flips one up with the right hand from 5 feet. No. Rebound, push ahead. Grant Smiski ahead of the pack, and instead of being the quarterback, Grant was the receiver on that 50-foot heave from Cannon Huss.
Nice play, nice look by Cannon.
That's five now for Grant Smiski. Meanwhile, the other side, Steinke gets good position inside the left block, and Jack Steinke, the freshman, his first basket. 39-24. The Thunder keeping pace here in the second half as Aiden Misfelt drives one hard at the rim down the right side of the lane and a high kiss off the window. And Misfelt, good time for his first bucket. 17-point lead again for McDonald, maintaining their halftime advantage. Quick whistle against Aiden Misfelt as Keaton Boettcher took it right into his body and foul on Aiden. Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Learn more at lakeland.edu. That's lakeland.edu. Fraz splits two defenders, kick out left side. Boettcher passes up the three, down the lane. Runner, tough shot, high off the glass. Rebound batted and pulled down by Joe Janis. Push ahead, Grant Smiski from Aiden Misfelt. Smiski right in front of his own bench, back to Aiden on the right wing. Misfelt down the lane, lost it on the way to the hoop, but managed to throw it out to Eddie Mittermeier.
That might have been tipped by Osseo anyway, but
Smiski testing just outside the right elbow, drops it down to Cannon Huss between two defenders, and he walked into the paint. Turnover, yeah. McDonald with 14:45 left, leading 41-24.
Gets busy down there underneath the basket when Cannon gets the ball.
Fraz, the sophomore, throws one left side. A steal by Grant Smiski after the double team. Smiski bounced to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier has 22. Good work in transition from the Max. 43-24, they lead by 19.
Good pass by Grant.
Well, McDonald, a run and trap here. Fraz in trouble, and he's bailed out with a foul. I think they got Aiden Misfelt.
Yeah, they did.
That's
the
third
on
Aiden.
Yeah, the ref's kind of saying that he leaned into him.
Jordan Sikora will come in for Aiden Misfelt with 14:16 remaining in the half. Inbounds from Boettcher. Goes to Seafelt, high catch, Fraz up top. High post feed, Carter Vold. Turns back to Fraz. Fraz pulls up from 16, off the glass and good.
I'll take it.
Lucas Fraz now approaching double digits with 9, 43-26 McDonald. Right side, Jordan Sikora against Steinke. Sikora pulls it back to Cannon Huss, all alone for three, right wing. That one doesn't go down. Old hands off to Fraz. Across the logo, left side. Seafelt back to Fraz, straight on against Mittermeier. High post, Vold turns, faces the hoop into the right corner. Gets it back, Vold outside the paint, left side Seafelt. Against Jordan Sikora, Fraz up top. Fraz has a pass tip, Sikora had it for a moment. Fraz gets it back, tie up.
Jump ball.
He met Grant Smiski, and possession arrow will go to McDonald. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Smiski loses it up top. A kick against Fraz. 13:15 left. Fraz will take his seat temporarily, and Brogan Corger, the sophomore number 31, comes back in. Cannon Huss will inbound right in front of the McDonald students. Heaves into the backcourt. Eddie Mittermeier takes his time across the logo to Joe Janis, high on the right. Cannon Huss straight on. Huss puts it on the floor. Kick out Mittermeier. Sikora left corner. Jordan Sikora at the top of the key. Cannon Huss flip out. And Smiski. Smiski to Mittermeier. Rotates to Sikora left wing. Wanting it in the post is Joe Janis. He gets it between two defenders. Scoops an underhand and pass out to Mittermeier. Hands off. Back to Eddie. Eddie in the right corner from Huss. Too strong off the back rim. Offensive rebound, Grant Smiski. Huss flips it back to Eddie Mittermeier. They'll reset the offense there.
Nice job by the Mac boys here.
Huss straight on. 4-3. Rattles in and out. Offensive rebound again. Pulled down, Joey Janis. Janis inside the left arc. Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier rotates out. Grant Smiski. Smiski passes up the three to Eddie straight on. Back to Grant. Jordan Secor, right corner. Smiski, now he's all alone. Right wing three. Goal. Rattles it in. That's his second hit from beyond the arc. Grant Smiski. He continues to shoot very well from beyond the arc.
Wide open. He's going to take that shot.
Bold. Kick into the right corner. Steinke. Keaton Boettcher against Secor. Throws him to the backcourt. Tipped by McDonald, so no over and back. Almost steps, and then an errant pass. Eddie Mittermeier, another steal. Mittermeier, a three-on-two. Smiski, Secor. Secor hangs and hits. Counter and the foul. McDonald in transition. The hoop and hard for the freshman.
Nice work by Grant, and starting with Eddie, and finishing with Keegan.
And Eddie started that off with a steal, but Jordan. Smiski, with Jordan Secor finishes it off. But you mentioned Grant Smiski's ball handling skills. Just quarterback and football and playing a heads-up offense here in transition. Jordan Secor with a 48-26 lead for McDonald, 11:49 remaining. Secor free throw. Yes. Jordan Secor with 3 points. On the floor right now for McDonald, Secor, Huss, Smiski, Eddie Mittermeier, and Keegan Galvez. They lead by 23 with 11:49 remaining in the game. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Korger, right wing against Secor. Seafelt rotates left side. That's Ashton Oliver, who just came into the game for the first time here in the second half. Pass tipped away as the entry feed to Bold is denied by Huss. Ness was trying to force it in there. And Seafelt will inbound underneath the hoop. Holding and finds Korger. Korger steps back for a 10-footer. Won't rattle in. Offensive rebound pulled out of there by Oliver after it took an awkward bounce. Oliver finds Korger at the free throw line. Left side. Good look at a three for Osseo Fairchild. Buried at Seafelt. Brody Seafelt, his first hit. In fact, that's the first make from beyond the arc for the entire Osseo team. 49-29. McDonald still comfortably ahead by 20. A lot of time remaining here in the second half. 11:05. Secor right wing off a screen from Cannon Huss. Jordan Secor left wing. Eddie Mittermeier fakes the three. Goes to Cannon Huss. Huss in a double team. Powers it up for two.
He has 10. Pinball in there. He was just going off of everybody.
51-29. McDonald. Oliver driving left side. Instantness left corner, cross court skip to Korger. Korger doubled. Goes to Instantness outside the lane. They go to Seafelt straight up. Right side Korger. Test step. Seafelt open for another three. Rattles his second in a row home. Brody Seafelt, the junior, now two in succession. From deep, 51-32, McDonald, 10:20 to go. Secor splitting three defenders, drives all the way to the hoop and finishes. Jordan Secor with a blazing take. 53-32, McDonald. Showing that quick first step. Korger, right corner. Puts it on the floor, bounce back to Vold with a bobble. Straddling the three-point arc in the right corner. Seafelt rotates left side, Ashton Oliver. Smiski right on him. Left side, a little bit of a bobble for Korger. Fires at the high post. Seafelt looking to go three for three. No. Rebound Cannon Huss. Huss fights it down. Now he's on the move. Huss across the timeline. Wants to take it coast to coast. No, but a foul will send Cannon Huss to the line. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls. Cannon Huss shooting two. First, perfect. 11 for Cannon Huss. Joe Janis in. Cooper Mittermeier in. Eddie Mittermeier out. Grant Smiski out. It's McDonald with 9:43 remaining. Leads 54-32. Looking for their sixth conference victory. They get back about 500 in the Western Clover Belt. Second free throw is good for Cannon Huss. And a 30-second timeout taken. We'll take one as well. Back in half a minute here on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Outreach locations throughout western Wisconsin as well. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. CVOSM.com/WOGO. Keegan Galvez at the top of the McDonald D coming out of the timeout. Aston Oliver bounce up top to Seafeld, who's had the hot hand, to Instanis. Instanis for three, clanks off the side of the rim. Offensive rebound, put back, no, and a loose ball foul called on Aston Oliver as Jordan Secor with a good box out.
Very good box out.
55-32 McDonald. That was the third whistle on the Thunder in the second half. Two fouls called on McDonald. Carter Stelter into the game for the first time here tonight as well. Stelter, the 5'11 junior guard, number 20. Left side, Cooper Mittermeier. Freshman against Ashton Oliver. Stelter right side feed, Jordan Secora. Secora to Cooper Mittermeier straight on. Cooper holds, rotates right side, Secora. One bounce, tipped pass up top, Carter Stelter. Bounce left side. Cooper Mittermeier against Instanis now. Keegan Galvez left wing. Cross court skip. Drop it down to Janis from Stelter. Janis turning, fading. He is hit. Shot won't fall, but the foul will send Joe Janis to the line for two. He's at 4 points right now. Cooper Mittermeier and Jordan Secor, the two young guards, getting direction for Coach Adam Schilling during this temporary stoppage. Janis' first free throw. Is Ooh. Good. Hit back rim. Hometown roll. Janis 58% from the foul line on the year. That was his 39th free throw attempt on the season. Second for the senior. That one doesn't roll in, a little bit short. Seafelt on the run against Keegan Galvez. Splits a couple defenders, and Janis took it away in the lane, and Janis fouled by Seafelt with 8:43 remaining. 56-32 McDonald as Carter Stelter will inbound in front of the visiting students. Seafelt comes out on the substitution and into the game for the first time tonight will be number 30, Ethan Abram, a sophomore from the JV squad. Horacio Fairchild, Cooper Mittermeier right wing. Mittermeier fires a pass that's poked away by Instanis. It's a little bit of a force down to Joe Janis. McDonald will send in four subs soon. And we've got a carry called up top on a quarter. Well, Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. Walk-in interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls, or apply online at MasonCompaniesInc.com. Cannon Huss will inbound. So Huss, Eddie Mittermeier, Aiden Misfelt, Grant Smisky, and Joe Janis, original starting five, back on the floor for at least a few more minutes here.
I would think so.
Right side, Aiden Misfelt. Donald in command, up 56-32. Eddie Mittermeier. Right side, Aiden Misfelt. Aiden driving into the lane. Runner off the glass, too strong. Offensive rebound, put back, yes, for Cannon Huss. With Cannon 14 on the night, just two below his season average. 58-32 McDonald, under eight to go. Long cross-court skip, Instanis. Bobble up top, gets through the legs of Cannon Huss. Ashton Oliver ends up with it in the corner, misses a three off the front of the rim, and Huss lost the offensive rebound, or the defensive rebound, rather. And a putback no good, and after a little bit of a scrum, Huss eventually ends up with the rebound. Iverson had a chance at a layup there.
Oh, my goodness.
Smisky open for three. Nails it right corner.
He wanted that one bad. He's got three of them.
7-18 and counting. Smiski came into the game 4 of 6 from long range. He's hit 3 here tonight. Answering for 3 is Instanis from the left wing. Chase Instanis, number 35. I believe that's his first basket here tonight.
Yep.
61-35, McDonald. Under 7 to play. Grant Smiski stumbled and traveled with the basketball. He was kicking out for Eddie Mittermeier. Might have been an open look at a 3 from Eddie.
Caleb, I got to give a big shout out here to Lindsay for these chocolate chip cookies. Lindsay, this is amazing. It got me through the afternoon. I didn't have any lunch because I reffed the 12 o'clock game and the 1:30 game. Oh, these chocolate chip cookies are phenomenal.
I'm glad you enjoyed them and thought, man, maybe you'd be running all afternoon and do a game. As Joe Janis, speaking of running, pushes that to Cannon Huss after the steal. Huss down the lane, layup good. 16 for Cannon Huss. Joe Janis sparks the points in transition. Under 6.5 to go here in the second half at McDonald and Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Zach Wycheck running the controls back at the WOGO home base in Halley. 6:21 exactly on the clock.
Grant Smiski just picked up his first foul.
Team's fourth. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Don't forget, doubleheader. Chi High on the road at Menominee, 5:40 p.m. start with Mark Halverson this evening. Pass thrown down. Nice look to Isaac Iverson, who pinned off his man. And Iverson, the junior, with 4 points, 63-37 McDonald. Right side, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt, open look at a 3. Splashes it. Aiden Misfelt, they left him alone. He made him pay.
He didn't really want to shoot it, but he was so wide open.
66-37 McDonald. Oliver, right side, pass almost stolen. Korger down to Iverson. Iverson shovels it down low, and a nice look. Misfelt, pass by Iverson up top. High low feed to Joe Janis from Huss, and Janis lost it out of bounds. But last touch, and Joey was running back down the court. He thought it was off him. The officials beg to differ. And McDonald inbound. Aiden Misfelt will trigger. Aiden holding, and will outlet up top. Cannon Huss. Left of the circle. Huss left wing. Finds Aiden Misfelt. Wide open for 3. Can't get 2 in a row. Huss chases down the offensive rebound. High low feed to Joe Janis. Janis, beautiful move. Inside his defender. Got him up in the air. Slipped underneath and scored.
Nice pass by Cannon Huss.
That's 7 points for Joe Janis. 68-39. McDonald up by 29. Under 5 to play. Korger. Leaves it out for an open 3. Splash there by Abram, who has 5 points. Quick succession. You hear the Osseo Fairchild student section celebrating some of their reserves here tonight. And they've had a battle this year. Not really getting the same starting 5 on a regular basis. Another high-low feed. Good position. Joe Janis scores again.
His mismatch. Those two switched. And Eddie had the big guy on him, and Joe had the little guy on him, and Eddie figured it out right away.
Make it 9 for Joe Janis. Rapidly approaching double digits would be the third McDonald player to hit that mark here this afternoon. 70-42, McDonald. Good give and go look by Osseo Fairchild and Brogan Korger, his first basket. Timeout taken. Back in 30 seconds, this is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Max Basketball on WOGO. 4:04 remaining in the first half of our McDonald Chi High basketball doubleheader. 70-44, the Max in control here at home against the visiting Osseo Fairchild Thunder. Left side, Cannon Huss holding, looking to the post. Nothing there yet. Working out a screen from Eddie Mittermeier. Huss straight on. Drops it down to Joe Janis. Janis between two defenders. Hit on the way up. And he will go to the line once again. Joe Janis.
Got him on the arm.
Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Joe Janis has split a pair of free throws so far here tonight. His third attempt, too strong, but falls through. Looked like his first one hit the back rim and got a good roll. See if he finds the range here. As Janis now the third max player in double digits, he's sitting right at 10. 3:45 left. Janis, second free throw. That one is good. Rolls through. Janis with 11, 72-44. The McDonald lead is still 28 points.
Coach Schilling's ready for a 5-for-5 substitution.
Pass is knocked out of bounds, and that will allow McDonald to go 5-for-5. So Galvez, Sikora, Stelter, Cooper Mittermeier, and Miles Flanagan will all come to the game for Coach Schilling as the starters get a big hand from the McDonald faithful. Flanagan, his first entrance tonight, the 6'2" sophomore forward, number 34, shooting 50% from the floor. Inbounds, and a nice run to the hoop by Instanis. Some of these set plays have worked well for Coach Popple's crew, 72-46. Carter Stelter, right side, Keegan Galvez. Galvez to Jordan Sikora. Sikora head fake, drops a nice bounce pass to Flanagan, who lost it out of bounds.
That was a nice pass. Miles just couldn't grab the handle.
3:18 to go as Frost crosses the timeline. Left side to Seafelt. Frost holds between the circles now. Backtracking with the dribble. Leaves for Seafelt. Passes up a long three. Goes to Iverson left corner. At the left elbow, Abrams. Up to Frost. Frost skips between a couple defenders and a held ball call.
Yep. I think Carter Stelter had his hand on it.
Good work there defensively by the junior. Seafelt holds to inbound, goes to Frost. Frost head fake, driving into the lane, skips between two defenders, can't finish with the left hand. Pass taken away. Down low, Carter Stelter working hard, tried to fling it out of there. Taken back by Osio, throwing it up, and the foul. Ethan Abram, he has 7 and a chance for one more. The youngster, the sophomore, playing some good minutes late in this game.
Yes, he's doing well out there for him.
72-48 with 2:52 remaining. McDonald firmly in command. Free throw is good for Ethan Abrams. Substitution, and you can hear the Osseo students saying, "Why don't you take him out?" as Abram is subbed out for Keaton Betcher. Sikora. Carter Stelter straight on. Left side feed Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier working off a screen. Backtracks to Keegan Galvez. Right corner. Stelter. Up top, Miles Flanagan, the sophomore. Left wing, Jordan Sikora. Sikora spots up for three. Back bracket, no rebound. Offensively kicked out of Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier for three. That one just nicks the front of the rim. Good work there by Carter Stelter on the offensive board. Donald got a good look at Cooper Mittermeier. Roz right wing. Cooper hits those all the time in the JV game.
Yeah.
So get here at the varsity level. They'll start falling soon, I would imagine. Seafelt right corner, Iverson against Carter Stelter. Iverson walks along the baseline, but a whistle and a foul.
Carter will pick up that foul.
Well, again, a reminder that Midwinter Mardi Gras at McDonald puts the fun in fundraiser, and it's coming up 1 week from tonight, February 12th. 100% of the proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Inbounds to Instanis, catches it in the air, flips it up to the cup and in. Instanis now with 7. We're on Midwinter Mardi Gras in a moment. Under 2 to go. Cooper Mittermeier left wing off the screen from Flanagan. Give and go back to Flanagan. Lost it out of bounds, but will stay with McDonald. Again at Midwinter Mardi Gras next Saturday evening. A delicious dinner, casino, and carnival-style games. Live jazz music from Tropo. Plus a cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,000. Get those dinner and raffle tickets today. You can get them in person here at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Midwinter Mardi Gras. Big fundraiser here for McDonald. Hope you'll attend. Jordan Sikora left wing. Sikora penetrates into the paint. Back out to Keegan Galvez. Galvez, hair flying as he goes down the right side of the lane and is bumped.
I believe that was third.
And the third on Lucas Frost, who actually has played a clean second half. Inbounds up top to Sikora. Sikora finds Keegan Galvez left wing. Galvez back up to Sikora with a minute 25 to play. 72-51 McDonald. McDonald's led by as many as 28 here in the second half. Right side, Cooper Mittermeier. He's open for three.
There it is for Cooper.
He's not going to miss very many of them.
Cooper Mittermeier makes it a 75-51 advantage for the Max boys. Seafelt right wing. Seafelt runs one up high off the glass, grabs his own rebound. Kick out to Frost for three, left of the circle. Back bracket, no. Rebound battled for, and that's going to be a foul. Seafelt and Stelter.
I thought they were Carter.
Goodness.
Yeah.
I was about ready to say good box out by Carter Stelter, yeah. Which I believe it was, and an over the back on Seafelt, but seen differently at court level, and so Seafelt will shoot a 1-1. And he'll hit the first.
Yeah, I didn't think that would go against Carter at all.
That was his second, team seventh, 56.9. No fouls left to give Rossio Fairchild either. 2-for-2 for Brody Seafelt, who shot very well from the free throw line. 75-53, 22-point lead for McDonald. Sikora takes the inbounds on the run. Gets it back. The left wing from Flanagan. Now lost it up top to Seafelt. Seafelt hands off Steinke. Excuse me, that's not Steinke. That's Hayden Nelson. Nelson throws up a three from the right wing. No. Rebound pulled down by Galvez. Keegan Galvez with 37 seconds to play. Right corner, Cooper Mittermeier. Give and go back to Galvez. Galvez runs one down to the rim. Missed the shot, but will earn a trip to the line. 33.2 on the clock. 75-53 McDonald. Keegan Galvez looking for his first points of the second half. He'll shoot two. First free throw. Good. Keegan Galvez. Second attempts on the way. That one good as well. Galvez with a pair of points in each half. 77-53 McDonald. Half a minute to go. Frost up top, left wing. Hayden Nelson. Nelson fires away from three just off the front of the rim.
Big one.
Sikora right wing. Nelson to Cooper Mittermeier up top. Keegan holding. 15 seconds to play. Cooper against Frost. Back to Sikora near midcourt. Right side, Keegan Galvez. Is McDonald content to let this one go to triple zeros? As the clock expires, McDonald takes care of business here at home. They move to 9-10 on the year, 6-5 in the Western Cloverbelt Conference, still in fourth place on the other side. Osseo Fairchild now 3-14 on the year, 3-8 in the WCC. Your final score here from Chippewa Falls, McDonald 77, Osseo Fairchild 53. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes with the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com, postglassandmirror.com. That's all ahead in 3.5 here on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning.
Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. It's the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald joins us as you move back above 500 in conference. And coach, again, on paper, this is one that you're supposed to win, but it doesn't always play out that way in this conference. You had to get the job done, and you guys really came out firing tonight.
Yeah, I was happy defensively how we played. I think first time we played them, they had 33 in the first half, and tonight I know they didn't have that until later in the second half. So defense was pretty solid, and I think some of our guys are starting to kind of buy into their roles a little bit, and they know what we're asking them to do, and now they're actually able to do that on the basketball floor. So I think we played pretty well overall, and it was good to get a win.
Offensively, coach, it certainly helps when the threes are falling and when someone like Eddie Mittermeier is having such a brilliant shooting performance. But really, I mean, you got contributions from all over the place. I'm going to correct my tweet in just a moment. I had three players in double figures. Well, Grant Smisky had 11 as well, too. Right. I mean, four guys in double figures, that's about all a coach can ask for.
Right, and I think a lot of it did come out of our defense. I know Grant was a menace out there defensively, and he just kind of got us a lot of easy stuff going, and just a lot of extra passes to the open guy, I think, was something we've been working on, and it's good to see that come together in a game. And if you get easier open looks, it's a lot easier to knock them down.
Well, Coach, you had a week between games, now two in a row here, but I know you guys were dealing with sickness and things like that, but again, a little bit more of an elongated schedule here. So now you've got 5 days off before playing a very tough Bloomer team on the road. When you have a little bit more time between games, do you have more time to focus on some of the little things to kind of clean up at practice?
Yeah, definitely. That's one thing we've been stressing a lot this last month or so, and especially going to the playoffs, is just little things can make big differences in tight games. And just, again, the kids understanding their roles and what we need them to do for us to win, that's something we can keep working on every day in practice, and it gives them confidence and they can do it day after day.
Well, Coach, they've looked impressive a couple Saturdays in a row. Maybe you want to play every Saturday here.
Especially in the afternoon. It's nice.
We're looking forward to seeing you guys at Bloomer on the 10th. Thanks so much for the great basketball entertainment. We'll see you next week.
Thank you guys for coming out. Appreciate it.
That's head coach Adam Schilling. We're going to take a two-minute break and be back to finish up the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll finish up the Post Glass postgame show, get you your stats, your analysis, and your highlights all ahead in two on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. 77-53, McDonald sweeps the season series against the Osseo Fairchild Thunder, and two 20-plus point wins against a Thunder team that is not maybe as strong this year because of a variety of factors than they've been in previous years, Mark Maloney. But again, as we mentioned, some of these games are a time to work on what do we as a team need to do better, and we saw impressive offense and defense here tonight.
Yes, you know, and again, Coach Schilling put his played his starters a little bit there, and I think he was trying to see what that 1-3-1, he put him in a 1-3-1 zone defense, and I think he just that's a great opportunity to work on stuff, like you said, and, it's hats off to the Osseo kids. They were battling the whole time. I mean, it wasn't it was kind of a complete walk away, but man, they were out there fighting the whole time. So it's always good, to have that opportunity to go up against other players that are going to give you everything they got instead of practice players, So it's always fun to do that. And, again, hats off to Coach Poplin and his kids down there. They got a good group of kids, and fun to watch them guys. And they're young. We're going to see how they pan out later on. So, again, and then the McDonald boys, it's good to see them playing good basketball, like you kind of commented on Saturday afternoons, and it'd be nice to play more Saturday afternoons, but these guys are starting to come around at the right time, just like everybody else, and it's nice to see that happening for the McDonald boys.
Well, when we look at the scoring leaders here on both sides, saw six different players score for Osseo Fairchild and eight for McDonald. Brody Seafelt led the way, the junior, a very strong game for him in both halves. He had double digits in the second half to finish with a team high of 17 points. Lucas Fraz battled some foul trouble in the first half, but still finished with 9, 7 for Chase Instanis, 4 for Carter Vold, 4 for Isaac Iverson, and 2 for Jack Steinke to round out the scoring for Osseo Fairchild. On the other side for McDonald, 8 different players scored, led by Eddie Mittermeier with 22 points. He had 20 in the first half. Cannon Huss had 8 in each half to finish with 16. 4 different McDonald players in double figures. Joe Janis, strong second half. He had 11. Grant Smisky, also great second half. He hit 3 threes tonight and had 11 points. Also 5 from Jordan Sikora, 5 for Aiden Misfelt. They did all their damage in the second half. 4 for Keegan Galvez and 3 for Cooper Mittermeier. And that's something that we've been looking for as well here for McDonald, to have more than just a few guys scoring, again they got contributions from a lot of different places tonight.
Yes, and again, Grant Smisky's a a nice addition as a freshman out there. Like you said, he's a quarterback, and again, I'm biased towards him because he's just a great kid, and he was my quarterback, so he's down there with his dad and stuff, and I was giving his dad a hard time because I saw him at the gas station buying minnows. They're going vice fishing tomorrow, so they're going to spend their time out on the lake tomorrow, so they like doing that stuff. So, but, yeah, Grant's just – he's just a big physical kid, you know. I mean, where he gets at it, and he's such a smart kid, and, you know, so that's a great addition for Coach Schilling there, and they play well together. So, and again, a lot of young kids. You got Cooper coming in as a freshman. You got Sikora coming in. Jordan Sikora coming in as a young kid. And it's just great for those guys to get a little bit of experience. And they all play. Grant didn't play JV tonight because he starts on the varsity, so he didn't get to play JV. But Cooper and Jordan play a little bit of JV and get them a little warmed up for the varsity. When they come off the bench, they're ready to go. So, it's a great addition. I think he's got the right chemistry going right now.
Well, let's take a step out here. We'll continue on the post-class post-game show. Actually, we're going to keep it right here and bring you those second half highlights. They sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Oz cuts between a couple defenders, flips one up with the right hand from 5 feet. No. Rebound, push ahead. Grant Smiski ahead of the pack, and instead of being the quarterback, Grant was the receiver on that 50-foot heave from Cannon Huss.
Nice play, nice look by Cannon.
Back to Grant. Jordan Sikora, right corner. Smiski now, he's all alone. Right wing, three, rattles it in. That's his second hit from beyond the arc. Grant Smiski, he continues to shoot very well from beyond the arc. Keaton Betcher against Sikora, throws him to the backcourt. Tipped by McDonald, so no over and back. Almost steps, and then an errant pass. Eddie Mittermeier, another steal. Mittermeier, a three on two. Smiski, Sikora, Sikora hangs and hits. Counter in the foul. McDonald in transition, the hoop and harm for the freshman.
Nice work by Grant, and starting with Eddie, and finishing with Keegan.
And Eddie two in succession. From deep, 51-32 McDonald, 10:20 to go. Sikora splitting three defenders, drives all the way to the hoop and finishes. Jordan Sikora with a blazing take. 37 McDonald. Right side, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt, open look at a three, splashes it. Aiden Misfelt, they left him alone, he made him pay.
He didn't really want to shoot it, but he was so wide open.
Huss left wing, finds Aiden Misfelt, wide open for three, can't get two in a row. Huss chases down the offensive rebound. High-low feed to Joe Janis. Janis, beautiful move, inside his defender, got him up in the air, slipped underneath and scored.
Nice pass by Cannon Huss.
25 to play, 72-51 McDonald. McDonald's led by as many as 28 here in the second half. Right side, Cooper Mittermeier, he's open for three. There it is for Cooper.
He's not going to miss very many of them.
Cooper Mittermeier makes it a 75-51 advantage. And 77-53, the final score as we finish up here on the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And it was bugging me. I was trying to figure out why I was coming up 10 points short, and it just came from a different part of the roster because some JV kids from Osseo Fairchild played today. So got to give credit to the sophomore Ethan Abram with 8 for the Thunder and Brogan Corger with 2, another sophomore from JV. So, again, I'm not sure if it was bothering anyone other than me, but I was trying to figure out why I only had 43 points and not 53 for the Thunder. Quick look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. Next time we'll see these McDonald Max boys 5 days away. Big game at Bloomer. That is a Bloomer team that, to be honest, probably no one in the Western Clover Belt wants to play right now. They're playing some really, really good basketball, and I believe they've won 7 or 8 in a row. We'll get all those factoids for you and ready for that game on the road against the Blackhawks. Looking forward to that battle. 7:10 p.m. start on the 10th. Now, we've still got basketball action yet this afternoon. Mark Halverson with your call live from Menominee Chi-Hi Boys Basketball. That will be a 5:40 p.m. pregame. And stay with us early next week. A big clash after seedings come out. Chi-Hi Hockey on the road at rival Eau Claire Memorial on the 8th of February. 6:40 start with Greg Stewart and Chase Hoople. Next time, we'll see the McDonald Lady Max on the 11th of February on the road at Cadott. That is going to be a big game as well, and haven't had a big game on the road at Cadott for a while, so looking forward to seeing Coach Cooper's squad then.
Yes, and that's That could be a tough gym to play in. I mean, the Cadet loves their home court, and they got a good following there. So the Mac girls are going to have to play some awesome basketball.
Well, thank you to Zach Wycheck for keeping things running smoothly back at the WOGO studios in Halley. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying not good night, but good afternoon after this matinee Max basketball. Once again, your final score, McDonald 77, Osseo Fairchild 53. This has been McDonald Max Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good afternoon from Chippewa Falls.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.